In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is being offered for those most lost souls. I would like to draw your attention particularly to this day, which is a particular feast of St. Charles de Foucauld. Do you know who St. Charles de Foucauld is? He was just canonized recently. He's been blessed for some time. But Charles de Foucauld, I preached on him formerly at various moments. He is the one who's credited with starting the Jesu Caritas fraternities, of which I am, of which I myself am a part of. These fraternities of priests coming together from time to time to live in Jesu Caritas, which means the love of Christ, to share that with one another. Just as our Lord spoke about in his Last Supper with his apostles, he said that it was important that you all be one, that you love one another as I have loved you. And so it is important, not in general merely for the faithful themselves to live this out, but specifically our Lord was speaking to his priests, to his bishops, to his apostles. And so they are the ones who are to live this out most radically and most definitively, so that it might bleed over into the rest of Christian society and then to the secular society as well, that it may become all the more under the kingdom of Christ, who is our King. Now, St. Charles de Foucauld lived a very difficult life. He grew up in the 1800s. He was a Frenchman. He had a very hard home life. And because of all these wounds that he contracted at such a young age, he did seek to enter into military life. And that was a way of escaping and going out and doing something great, of fulfilling that passion of a young man to go out and to conquer the world. He eventually enlisted within the French Foreign Legion, which took him into Africa and other areas. And he was very much wounded additionally by what he had seen in war. Just to give a very cursory look at his life, when he returned home, I believe in disgrace, I'm pretty sure he was a deserter at some point, he was cast out of everyone. His family wanted nothing to do with him. Because he was such a disgrace to their family for what he had done, what he had been a part of, the way in which he had left so many things. I believe it was a cousin of his, took compassion upon him, she being a very Christian woman, and allowed him to stay with her. But he was a totally changed man. He was bitter. He was dark. He was brooding. He had become an atheist. Nothing worse, particularly in Catholic French society, than to have a relative who had turned to become one of those, an atheist. Therefore, in essence, a son of the revolution. Yet she took compassion upon him and didn't demand anything of him other than that he remain. This kindness which was taken upon him caused Charles de Foucauld to begin really contemplating his existence, really contemplating the reality of the world, contemplating the reality of God himself. And so because he had no gainful employ, he was angry at the world like so many intellectuals of his day, so many disenfranchised of his time, he took refuge throughout the day to get out of the house in the only place where he could without being looked down upon, some place where he could be in silence. That would be in a Catholic church, in the darkness, in the back, particularly because not like our church, which allows the light to come through the windows, but in a dark Gothic church that had dark windows. And so there was very little light that went in. And there at the back of the church, he would begin to tell later on in his moment of conversion that he began to pray a prayer. This atheist would pray a prayer. It's called a strange prayer. And it's a prayer which maybe you can recall and keep to yourself so that you can share it with somebody that the Lord puts upon your life who is struggling just as him, particularly with a bout of atheism. Praying at the back of the church, he would say in darkness, God, if you exist, let me know that you exist. God, if you exist, let me know that you exist. This is a strange prayer because it's an atheist prayer. An atheist is somebody who doesn't believe that God exists, and yet he is asking somebody who he does not believe to exist to let him know if he exists. Praying this prayer for many, 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 many hours, many, many long months within his life, eventually the Lord did give a grace here and allowed him to truly convert. He speaks of himself saying, the moment that I realized that God existed, he says, the moment that I realized that God existed, I knew that I could not do otherwise than to live for him alone. Faith strips the mask of the world, and it reveals God in everything. It makes nothing impossible. It renders meaningless such words as anxiety, as danger, and as fear. So that the believer goes through life calmly and peacefully, with a profound joy, like a child. hand in hand with his mother. And so this former atheist began to live. He was given that grace. God did answer his strange prayer and moved into his dark soul a light which gave him a confidence, which, as he spoke here, says his faith caused him to live in such a way where anxiety didn't matter, where danger wasn't a real thing, where fear was as though it didn't exist, so that he could go through the whole of his life just calmly believing, calmly trusting that God was going to take care of everything, which gave him a profound joy, which, as we know, is the realization that one is unflappably and unchangeably loved by God, which, if that's the case, then what's there to be anxious about? What's there to be fearful about? What's there to really be sensed in a danger? Because no danger can do anything to one who is perfectly loved by God. Rather, that same soul can go hand in hand with God. So Charles de Foucauld did, and he acted upon such graces. He went and then began pursuing a life to be completely just like Christ in every way, to find out who this real Jesus of Nazareth actually was, that he could come to know him in his fullness. And so that drove him into the Holy Land, where he would live his life as a simple workman, hoping to be a handyman just for a group of sisters, beginning to learn the culture, beginning to live as Christ, who was a man who worked with his hands, to work in his hands there in Nazareth, where our Lord did. That drove him to many other deeper relationships with God, with his people who still lived there within the Holy Land, to offer himself as a servant. After a while, he began to take to the deserts and went out and began a house of hospitality where he would open his doors to anybody. It didn't matter what religion, what creed they had, what anything was going on. He just desired to live out the love of Christ, the love of Jesus, in such a profound way that no matter who was there could realize what it was like to be loved, to be free from danger, to be cared for, to be accepted just as one was. And there he led many souls to conversion. In fact, was loved by Christian and Jew and Muslim and atheist and wandering nomad alike. Eventually, he felt the call to go deeper into the wilderness because our Lord was always going into those deeper parts and there to be more abandoned to the life of Christ, to the love of Christ. And there, setting up a small little commune for his brothers after becoming ordained a priest, he then pursued to live that in that more obscure region where, sadly, raiders in a difficult time in the area happened upon him and to steal his goods took his life. So we cannot say that Charles de Foucauld is a martyr because he wasn't killed in odium fidei or hatred of the faith, but rather in a simple raid. Yet he lived such a profound life following after Christ that the church has seen fit in him a life worthy of reliving and retelling, and through the miracles which have been worked through him even beyond his life, to be raised to the altars as a blessed and now as a saint. He reminds us that within his life, saying, quote, that it is not necessary to teach others or to cure them or even to improve them, speaking as he was of improving their daily living conditions, as so many missionaries do. The saint continues to say, Charles de Foucauld, quote, it is only necessary to live among them, sharing the human condition and being present to them in love. That's what our lives are to be lived out. It's not so important that we teach them so many things. It's not so important to cure them in their illnesses. It's not so important that we improve their lives, as so many missionaries valiantly do. Those things are good. But it's all the more important to live among people, to live that human condition in the way in which they do, and then to present to them what that love of Christ really is. Oftentimes it does include teaching. It does include curing. It does improve. It does include improving their lives. But none of those mean anything if you're not demonstrating for them what the actual love of the person of Christ is. So for you and me on this day, one of these great days dedicated to such a profound saint who loved God, to take those three things to heart. One, that Charles de Foucauld, living in a difficult place, was brought to an atheism. Well, then he prayed that strange prayer. Sometimes when you and I go through difficult moments in our lives and darkness seems to close in on so many sides, to pray the same prayer as Saint Charles de Foucauld, or to recommend it to ones who are in that same place. God, if you exist, let me know that you exist. By the way, God always answers that strange prayer because he desires to be known, to be loved, and to be served by all those who he has created, such as the generosity of God. Secondly, to see that once one knows that God exists and one knows that God loves him, then just like he said within his quotation that we read, that from the moment of that nothing else begins to matter. Anxiety, not danger, not fear, because all those things fade if you are locked within the presence of God, And so when you and I feel anxiety, when you feel the pressing dangers of this world or this life or illness or distress, if we feel fears creep into our lives to remind ourselves, well, God exists and he loves me. God exists and he takes care of me. So doesn't that mean that I can live in joy even in the midst of dangers and anxieties and in things which normally cause people fear? Because I can walk hand in hand as a child with his mother, so too with my God. And lastly, to recognize God's goodness in so many things that the only thing that you and I have to do to make a difference within the world, to bring Christ more into the world, is not merely by teaching others what the faith teaches, though important that it is, not merely curing them in their illness, taking care of their bodily needs, or improving their lives in some sort of way, but it's all the more important that we just live among them, share their lives, the people that we live around, and then present them the love of Christ. Christ's love is the most important thing, greater than teachings, greater than anything that would cure a body, or even greater than anything that would improve a person's lifestyle. Just to know that they are loved by God. That is the greatest thing. This man, Charles de Foucauld, the saint, was the founder of that group, Jesu Caritas, a group to show priests that they need to live out the love of Christ with one another. And so too, this priest tried to live out the love of Christ that it may be shown to one another, and is an inspiration for you and I. Blessed, rather, Saint Charles de Foucauld, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.